9:17.
You're going to be sore tomorrow for all that twisting to see the clock in here.
This is a very impractical studio.
Our boss is listening and he will not be happy.
Well, you need to put a clock behind your head.
But then why? You shouldn't really have to be any business of what the time is.
You keep telling me to give you a time check.
Yeah, because it's the David Tennant breakfast show.
Yeah, well, I can't
I should have brought in a clock for you.
I can't work with this kind of shabbiness.
Hey, listen to this. Christian, please can I speak with David Tennant? I have an authentic dinner invitation if he likes curry. It comes from Cindy.
What if I don't like curry? Does she rescind the invitation?
I think she does. She says that her husband isn't cutting it at the moment and she's interested in you.
Oh.
She actually does say.
Oh. That's got a little bit creepy.
All right, so over an hour ago, hour and 10 minutes or so, the 10 grand time machine was guessed correctly, which was hugely stunning for all of us, by a man called Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
So when we started this competition, this was all we had. Really short clip.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, now you know the answers. You can start to hear them.
I don't think you can.
That first one. You can hear that first one.
Almost sounds like he's sitting on a dog. Then it went to 2 seconds. It's not that much
doesn't
easier.
Doesn't sound any different, really.
No.
I can hear 6 songs at best.
Yeah. So yesterday, when Andrew called in and got 3 out of 7, that was a really big moment, yeah. As was putting the video up, which you and I were like, this won't work.
No.
This will not work. The boss has made a mistake. Turns out he hadn't. It worked. And Mitch guessed all the songs correctly. Let's play them back then. So the first clip you heard from 60s, an absolute 60s. You should never appear in the Otis Redding musical. Otis Redding. Glenn guessed that one correctly quite a while ago. And on 70s, 10cc. I like the remix. Then on 80s, did any of you get this one? On 90s, not Chesney Hawks, as Rich thought.
Somewhat different.
But it sounds a bit like the guitar-y bit.
Yeah.
Noughties.
Not Jamiroquai.
Muse and Starlight, one of the ones that Andrew guessed yesterday.
One of the toughest ones, right?
Yeah. Well, this wasn't easy.
Oh, no, this is the toughest one.
Aerosmith, Janie Got a Gun on Classic Rock. And the last one, the first one to go, Mannix. Well done to Mitch.
Yeah.
And then we found out later on, also well done, getting half of his money to his friend Mark, best friend, best man at his wedding. They've been in a two-man team.
Mm.
Should we leave it there for now? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the last we've heard of it. But well done to Mitch and Mark. With
Wix. Buy something at Wix between the 14th of March and 15th of April and get a Wix Trips discounted experience.
Let's do it right.
Text Absolute Radio on 81215. It'll cost 50p plus your standard.